একটা কাজ দিয়েছিলাম, অপারেটিস ফিলে দেয়ার ওয়াজ সাম টেকনিক্যাল প্রবলেম, কুডেন্ট লগ ইন টু বোথ টু ওয়েবিনার অ্যাজ অ্যান অর্গানাইজার, কাইন্ডলি অ্যাপোলোজাইজ ফর দ্যাট. We start the class with the Omkara. Let us exhale and inhale 3 times. Oh, ప్రసన్నవదనం ధ్యాయేత్ సర్వవిఘ్నోపశాంతయే. Next look also we will repeat together. Agajana Padmasam Gajanana Arnisham Anekadam Samhattanam Ekadantamupasmahe Vakratun. This is a new shloka, so I will teach. Let us repeat. Vakratunda Mahakaya Koti Surya Samap Prabha Avighnam Gurume Deva Sarvakaryeshu Sarvada. Again, Vakratunda Mahakaya Koti Surya Samaprabha Avighnam Kurume Deva Sarvakaryeshu Sarvada. Next shloka is also on Ganesha. Vagishadhyaha Sumanasaha Sarvarthanam Upakrame Yannatva Kritakrityasyuhu Tannamami Gajananam. Again, Vajishasya Sumanasaha Sarvasthanamupakrame Yannatva Kritakrityasyuhu Tannamami Gajananam. Okay. Anybody wants to tell any of these shlokas? Please raise your hands. Arnav Sharma. You have self-muted yourself. Please unmute yourself. Please tell any of the shlokas. Arnav Sharma.
Guru Deva Gati, Guru Meva Bhaje, Guru Naiva Sahasmi, Namo Gurave, Namo Gurave.
Naguro.
Naguro Sishutasmi Guru.
Naguro Paramam.
Naguro Paramam Sishutasmi Guru.
Matirasti Gurau.
Matirasti Gurau Mama Pani Gurau.
Excellent, excellent effort. Anjana Kirti. Excellent, excellent Anjana. Thank you very much. Akshaya Hariharan.
Tuklam Bharadaram Vishnum Sasi Varnam Satur Pujam Prasanna Vadanam Daye Sarva Vigno Pashatahe.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Aditi Atreya.
Vagishadhyasumanasaha सर्वथानामुपक्रमे यम् नत्वा कृतकृत्या स्युः तम् नमामि गजाननम्।
जय गणेश वैद्यनाथन।
ॐ सारं बिन्दु संयुक्तं नित्यं ध्यायन्ति योगिनः कामदं मोक्षदं चैव ॐकाराय नमो नमः।
एक्सलेंट एक्सलेंट थैंक यू वेरी मच। मानसा होयसल
गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुर्साक्षात् परब्रह्म गुरुर्देवो तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः।
गुरवे नमः गुरवे नमः
गुरवे नमः
गुरवे नमः गुरवे
गुरुवे नमः।
रघु आलवंदार।
शुक्लां भरधरं विष्णुं शशिवर्णं चतुर्भुजं प्रसन्नवदनं ध्यायेत् सर्वविघ्नोपशान्तये।
थैंक यू सर्वेश किशोर।
शुक्लां भरधरं विष्णुं शशिवर्णं चतुर्भुजं प्रसन्नवदनं ध्यायेत् सर्वविघ्नोपशान्तये।
थैंक यू शारदा नारायण।
सदात्मज्ञान निरतम् शिशयेत्यः पराङ्मुखम् नौमि शास्त्रेषु निष्णातम् चन्द्रशेखर भारतीम्।
एक्सलेंट गुड प्रोनंसिएशन। सुरभि गुंजोर सतीश।
अक्रतुंड महाकाय कोटि सूर्य सम प्रभा अविज्ञम कुरु मे देव अविज्ञम कुरु मे देव सर्व कार्येषु सर्वदा।
एक्सलेंट थैंक यू वेरी मच। थैंक यू ऑल फॉर रिसाइटिंग दी श्लोकास। वेरी हैप्पी लिसनिंग टू दी श्लोकास। लेट अस प्रैक्टिस दी श्लोकास फर्दर। We will continue in the next agenda today, which is the story.
Started off it now.
So the story, today in India or all over the world, we are celebrating one special day. Today, what day is today? Can anybody tell? Who said this? Sharda Narayana. Thank you very much. Excellent. Today is Narasimha Jayanti. So, we thought we should discuss or think about Lord Narasimha and also understand the story of Bhakta Prahlada. Thank you very much, Sharda Narayana. So, Sharda Narayana, what is your daughter's name?
No, my name is Sharada. My mother's
name. Your name is only Sharada. Okay. Thank you. Now let us go to the story. See, Lord Vishnu, he lives in Vaikuntha along with his consort Lakshmi and Brahma serving him. So Vaikuntha is guarded. Vaikuntha is guarded by two people called Jaya and Vijaya. These Jaya and Vijaya are devotees of Vishnu. They guard they are the gatekeepers of Vaikuntha. It so happens once when they are guarding the Vaikuntha, the sons of Brahma, that is Sarat Kumara, they come to see or pray to Lord Vishnu. They said, we want to see Lord Vishnu. Please allow us inside. Now Jaya and Vijaya, they do not allow this for Brahma Kumara, not knowing their greatness. these Brahma Kumaras, who are called as Brahma Kumaras, are great Rishi Putras who only think about the Lord. So they are divine sons of Lord Brahma. Now, these Brahma Kumaras, they curse with Jaya and Vijaya and they say that you have to be born in the earth as demon and then suffer your death at the hands of Lord Vishnu. So with this, these two demons, they are born in the earth as Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha. Now Hiranyakashipu was he was born to Viti. Viti was the daughter of Dakshat Prajapati. Viti was the daughter of Dakshat Prajapati. And Sage Kashyapa and Viti had a son called Hiranyas. One was Hiranyakashipu and the other one was Hiranyaksha. So Hiranyakashipu, he went to the Himalayas and he started performing penance for many years. Lord Brahma was pleased by his penance and asked him for a boon. He asked for a boon that would make him immortal. First thing that any demon would ask is, please make me immortal. I should not get death. This is the boon that any demon will ask. Then Brahma said, it is not possible. You ask for some other boon. Then Hiranyakashipu thought for some time. Let me reword this sentence. Let me reword in a different way. He said, let death do not come to me either by man or animal. So a man should not kill me, an animal should not kill me. A devil should not kill me, nor God should kill me. And the death should not be in daytime or it should not be in night time. It should not be with weapons of steel or wood. It should not be in indoor or it should not be in outdoor. It should not be on the earth. It should not be in the sky. Grant me this boon. Brahma, as usual, he said, okay, grant. This is your boon is granted. Now Hiranyakashipu thinks that this boon has made him immortal. So while he was penancing, actually Hiranyakashipu was attacked by Indra. The Indra, who is the lord of Devas, he seizes the opportunity and abducts the queen of Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu's wife is called Kayadu. Kayadu. Kayadu was pregnant and she was expecting a child. At this point, the divine sage Narada intervenes and protects her. So he keeps Kayadu and who is pregnant in his hermitage. He tells divine stories of Lord Vishnu to Kayadu. The Lord Vishnu's glories, Lord Vishnu's, Kirti was being told by Narada to Kayadu. The child which was in the womb of Kayadu heard all this and became affected by the divine instructions of the sage. So the child in the womb itself became a devotee of Lord Vishnu. Now what happens? Hiranyakashipu comes back after his penance and he comes and brings back his wife to his kingdom and Prahlada is born. Prahlada was sent to Gurukula by his father. He, Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu instructed the teachers in the Gurukula that you teach Prahalada that Hiranyakashipu is God. Hiranyakashipu is the only immortal living being on this earth. Therefore, everybody should worship Hiranyakashipu. This is what you should teach Prahalada and his friend in the Gurukula. The teachers of the Gurukula, they said, okay, we will teach them. So the teachers of the Gurukula started teaching this. However, Prahalada had lot of devotion for Vishnu. After the class was over, when the teachers used to ask questions, he used to tell Vishnu is the only God. So he used to teach his friend. He used to teach his friends in his Gurukulam. He used to teach his friends in his Gurukulam and sing the glory of Lord Vishnu. He used to do bhajans and kirtans of Lord Vishnu in the Gurukulam. Every time, after a certain period, Prahalada is called by Hiranyakashipu and he asks Prahalada, what did you learn today? So Prahalada says, Vishnu is our Bhagavan. Vishnu, we have to have devotion towards Vishnu. There are 9 forms of devotion. That's what Prahalada says. Hiranyakashipu gets very angry. He calls the teacher and asks the teacher, what did you mean, sir? Why did I call you? So let us put Prahalada and let us strangle Prahalada with an elephant. So elephant comes and tries to fear Prahalada. But Prahalada tells Vishnu's name and he is saved. Similarly, Hiranyakashipu orders Prahalada to be thrown from the top of the mountain. The Rakshasas throw him from the top of the mountain, but Lord Vishnu saves him and he is unhurt. Again, what happens? Hiranyakashipu calls his sister Holika. Her name is Holika. He calls his sister Holika and tells her, you go and sit in the fire along with Prahalada. This Holika had a boon that fire would not hurt her. So Holika sits with Prahalada inside the fire. Still Prahalada tells the name of Lord Vishnu. Hari 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 Smaran Karo. Hari Charan Kamal Dhyan Karo. Hari 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 Smaran Karo. Hari 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 Smaran Karo. Hari Charan Kamal Dhyan Karo. Hari 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 Smaran Karo. He tells these kinds of bhajans and he is not affected. Then snake, Rakshasa tries to trouble him in lot of ways, but he is untroubled. Once again, Hiranyakashipu calls him and asks him, what have you learnt? Now have you changed in the Gurukula? What have you learnt in the Gurukula? He says, there are 9 forms of devotion. Ravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Prachyam, Atmanivedanam. With these nine forms of devotion, one can attain Lord Vishnu. Hiranyakashipu is very angry. He asks, where is your Vishnu? Where is he now? He says, Vishnu is everywhere. God is everywhere. Is he in this pillar? He asks. Then Prahalada says, yes, he is in this pillar. He is everywhere. So, if Hiranyakashipu takes the big mace and breaks open the pillar, and to his surprise, Lord Vishnu erupts out of the pillar. He comes in the form of a lion man, Narasimha. Narasimha. He is neither a man nor an animal. In his hands, though he has a lot of weapons, he does not use any of those weapons, but he uses his nails in order to slay Hiranyakashipu. So he takes Hiranyakashipu on his lap and he slays him. So when he slays, it is neither day nor night. It is neither inside the house nor outside the house. It is in the pillar. It is Vishnu is neither a man nor an animal. And it is the weapon used is neither a metal made of wood and neither a weapon made of metal or wood. So it is the nails of the lion. Narasimha. This avatara of Vishnu is called Narasimha avatara. And on this day, Narasimha Jayanti is celebrated. Chaturdashi of Vaishakha Masa is Narasimha Jayanti. After Narasimha says Hiranyakashipu, Tatra Prahalada, praises Lord Vishnu with a lot of shlokas and Vishnu helps him, Vishnu blesses him. Tatra Prahalada, then Vishnu asks him, what do you want? Do you want to rule the world? Do you want a position? Do you want wealth? Tatra Prahalada says, I want only one thing, that is bhakti, devotion, with devotion in you, nothing else I need. I want my father to be and 21. I want my father also to be liberated. So he was a bad man. He let me request you to liberate him also. So Vishnu blesses him. So be it. And Prahlada continues to look bhakti in various forms: Bandaram, Artharam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atma Vivedanam, Vishnu Smaranam. In many ways, he keeps on praising, singing the glory of Lord Vishnu. And he is considered to be the greatest devotee of Lord Vishnu. Now, the story, we are very fortunate to be, to attend this class today and hear to the Narasimha story, Bhakta Prahalada story. Just hearing to this story and hearing to the story of Prahalada will liberate us from all sins and we will all be motivated with positive energy to achieve greater things in life. Now let us understand if anybody wants to tell the moral of this story. Arnav Sharma, please go ahead.
So the moral of the story is that we should be devoted
to God always. Excellent. Arundhati Kulkarni.
We must always have faith in Lord Vishnu.
We must always have faith in Lord Vishnu. Yes, Prahlada had lot of faith in Lord Vishnu. Though he was troubled in many ways, he still did not lose his faith. Akshaya Hariharan.
If we have faith in Lord Vishnu, we can conquer our fears.
If we have faith in Lord Vishnu, we can conquer our
fears.
We can conquer our oaths, okay. Thank you very much, that was very good. Anjana Kirti. I think you are self-muted. But unable to hear you, please.
You should always listen to God and do good.
We should always listen to God. Okay. Thank you. Very good. Bhargavi Radharam. I think you have to.
When you're in trouble, you should call God Vishnu.
When you are in trouble, we should call Vishnu. Excellent. Gopika.
God is always there with us and He is present everywhere.
Excellent, excellent. Very good. And God is present everywhere and He is there with us always. Thank you very much. Jai Ganesh Vaidyanathan.
You must think of God, good times and bad times.
We must think about God in good times and in bad times. Excellent, excellent point.
Say one more thing.
Always have faith and trust in God.
Always have trust and faith in God. Excellent.
Sharada
Narayanan.
Even if the evil has all the boons in the world, God will always find a way to kill the evil.
Oh, excellent. Even if the evil has... Can you repeat, please? Even if the evil has different forms of boons...
All the boons in the world, God will always find a way to kill evil.
God will always find a way to kill the evil. Excellent. Yatra dharmaha tatra jaya. Soumya Madhusudan. Soumya Madhusudan.
You should always believe in God.
Should always believe in God. Thank you very much. Surabhi Gunjur Satish.
My brother will tell.
Thank you. Please tell.
God is everywhere.
God is everywhere. Thank you. I think we had a round of morals. Excellent. Lot of good points came out. The other thing which we can reflect on is that Prahalada, though Vishnu asked him to ask whatever boon you want, he was ready to give. But finally, Prahalada asks for devotion. So, you may get so many boons from many people, but devotion to God is difficult. And devotion also can be done in many ways. Just remembering God. Thinking about God. Telling God's pastimes. Like telling the story itself is remembering God. Kirtanam, Shravanam, Padasevanam. Lakshmi, Goddess Lakshmi does seva to God by pressing Vishnu's legs. It is Pada Sevanam. Archanam. Some people do puja at home. Some Vandanam. Some people only do Namaskaram. Like Akrura in Bhagavatam, he does Vandanam. Dasyam. Some people think that they are servants of God and they do all the work that they do it as a part of God's will. Dasyam. Sakyam. Some people treat themselves as friends of God. Sakyam. Atmanivedanam. Some people surrender themselves to God. And that is how there are different forms of devotion through which we can talk to God and reach to God. These are the ways of reaching God. Thank you very much. We will proceed to the next part, which is the game. Now, last time we saw Bhojya Padartha. Let us get into the game directly. I think we we prepared some juices and fruits. I think we did breakfast and we were in diet food. We were doing some diet food. I remember we were doing some diet food.
Me?
Oh, yeah.
We're making a milkshake.
you are making this milkshake. We can play this once again. Can anybody? We have to help. Yeah, help in preparing the fruit salad by using the fruit. So the fruits that you have to tell should be in the list above.
Strawberry, watermelon.
Can anybody start? Okay, let me unmute some people. Argavi Rajaram.
Khajura Palam. Khajura Palam.
Khajura Palam. Okay. A second. Khajura Palam. Okay. Arundhati, how are you? Trying to answer you. Mofika, you can answer yourself. Arnav Sharma, you can tell.
Kharu, kharbooj phalam.
Kharbooj phalam. Okay. Arundhati, you are self-muted. Please unmute yourself.
Drakshi palam.
Bhavai palam.
Drakshi palam.
Yeah, but in the here.
Ah. Gopika, Arundhati.
Panasa palam.
Panasa palam. Very good.
Yeah, these are the names. Panasa palam is jackfruit.
Panasa
palam.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yes, Mama.
Yeah. That's Panasapalam.
Panasapalam.
You want Panasapalam?
Yeah.
I don't get Panasapalam.
Ah. Arnav
Sharma.
Panasapalam
with
Bahubipalam.
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 Gama.
Oh,
Gama is Bahubipalam. Gama. Manasapalam.
Jambupalam.
Jambupalam. Not Draksha Palam. That is Jambupalam. So the fruit salad is done. The next game is a vegetable salad.
Grinjanakam.
Grinjanakam.
Which
one?
Okay,
that's right. Sarada Narayanan. People who are unmuted, Manasa, Gopika, Arundhati,
Mulaka,
Mulakam, Mulakam, Ravanam, yes, very good.
Haritam.
Haritam. Very good.
Haritam.
Haritam. Cabbage. Very good.
Lavanam.
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 Lavanam is done.
Mari. Mukal.
Mukal.
Urvaruhu.
Urvaruhu. Excellent.
Mari.
Palangaha. Somebody said Palangaha. Excellent.
Palanduhu.
Palanduhu. Palangaha, Palanduhu.
Varitulakam.
Varitulakam. Okay. So the vegetable salad is done. The other three were not in the list. Now let us come to this. This is very easy. Now, Amra Palam. Okay, Amra Palam.
Kiram.
Kiram.
Sarkara.
Kiram.
What is Kiram?
Chakara.
Kiram.
Okay.
Kiram.
Kiram. Kiram. Kiram. Kiram. Kiram. Go by name, please. Bhadri Rajaram.
Shriram.
Shriram, then. See, Amrapalam I put her. Then I put the Sarkara, I put her. Shriram already, people said.
Shriram.
What next? So that juice is done. Next one. The list. Karbuja Param. Sarkara Shriram. Karbujam.
Milk.
Okay.
Sarkara.
Sugar.
Sarkara sugar.
Sarkara.
Shriram.
This is watermelon juice.
Kadali
Palam.
Kadali Palam.
Sarkara Shriram. What is Kadali Palam?
Banana.
All of you know. So this is another juice. Banana juice. Banana milkshake. Okay.
Amrapalam.
Water. So this is apple milkshake. Apple milkshake. How do we put it? Excellent. Apple milkshake is done. Now we have Bahubija Palam Sharkaram Shiram. So I will tell the name to myself. Aditi Atreya, please tell. Aditi Atreya, your self motive. Shiram, okay. It's the Bahubija Palam, okay? Sarkara. So that is Goa juice. Now, this is a very good tier. It's a very interesting game. Let us play this for some time. Now I will tell the name. So you have to choose the healthy choices, less healthy choices. Two flakes are there. So let us start with less healthy choices.
Purika.
Purika. Excellent.
Kashmira Palam.
Kashmira Palam is less healthy or healthy?
Healthy.
Let us do less healthy choices.
Pulapuraha.
Pulapuraha. Cake is less healthy. Okay.
Look at the
chocolate. That chocolate affects our teeth. Pustakam. Tati Panam. Okay. Okay. Can we go to the healthy
spices?
Kadali Palam.
Kadali Palam.
Kashmir Palam.
It is telling me that. Kashmir Palam. Kashmir Palam.
Milk.
Shriram milk. Okay. Grimjadakam, okay. Urvaru. Very good.
Kadali
Palam.
Very good.
You're right.
Let us also make healthy and unhealthy choices. And have a nutritious food always. With this, we get into the next part of the class, right?
Okay. Now,
what we will do is, I'll play the music of the old rhymes that we have learned. We will all do it and then we'll go to the new rhyme. Okay. Today we don't have Vishwanath with us, but I'll try my best to keep with that. Okay, I have muted all. Now we start. I will request Ranjana to unmute herself.
Ram Ram, sir.
Ram Ram. So that I can understand when she repeats. Okay. Now, the first line, I will directly clear the music. Okay, we will do it.
Ramahayati Hitayataha Hitayataha Putrasahayati
Putrasahayati Sarayunadim
Sarayunadim. Radhayataha Putra
Sahayati, Putra Sahayati, Yamuna Nadim, Yamuna Nadim.
Radhayati, Rupinya Saha, Chandra Bhaga.
Next line. Next line. We will get into the new rhyme. I will show it in. Kada ayahi, kada ayahi, kada ayahi re.
Gaja ayahi, gaja ayahi, gaja ayahi re.
Gaja ayahi, gaja ayahi, gaja ayahi re.
Gaja ayahi, gaja ayahi, gaja ayahi re.
Udaram lambam asti, udaram lambam.
Udaram lambam asti, udaram lambam asti.
Dantau titau saha, dantau titau saha,
dantau titau saha.
Shunda dirga asti,
shunda dirga asti, shunda dirga asti.
Karnau vitatau staha.
Karnau vitatau staha. Karnau vitatau staha.
Gaja ayahi, gaja ayahi, gaja ayahi re.
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 Pucham thank you. Pucham, pucham asti. Pucham, pucham asti.
Pucham, pucham asti. Pucham, pucham asti.
Netre alpe saha.
Netre alpe saha. Netre alpe saha.
Chayam bandham asti. Kayam bandham asti.
Kayam bandham asti.
Padartham vasanti. Padartham vasanti.
Padartham vasanti. Padartham vasanti.
Okay, let us listen to the rhyme now, sung by our teacher. Okay, we'll practice this rhymes. We have received some rhymes from some YouTube videos from few of the participants. We will put that in the website next week. You can practice. Meanwhile, you can practice this rhyme also. The next part is the bhajan. So, I will request Ranjana. Can you teach?
Gajanana he Shubhanana. Gajanana he Shubhanana.
Gajanana he Shubhanana.
Gauri Manohara Priyanandana. Gauri Manohara Priyanandana. Pashupati tanaya gajanana.
Pashupati tanaya gajanana.
Pasupatitanaya Gajanana Paramanirandana Subhavananana Paramanirandana Subhavananana Gajanana Mahesupanaya Gaurimanohara
Priyanandana
Pasupatitanaya Gajanana Paramanirandana
Subhanana
He Paramanirandana
Subhanana
Let us practice this Ganesha Bhajan. The next Bhajan is Amba Bhavani Sharade Jagat Bhavani Sharade
Amba Bhavani Sharade Jagat Amba Bhavani Sharade
Shankara Pujita Sharade
Shankara Pujita Sharade
Shunga Nivasini Sharade
Shunga Nivasini Sharade
Pustaka Haste Sharade
Pustaka Haste Sharade
Veenapani Sharade
Veenapani Sharade
Mayuragamani Sharade
Mayuragamani Sharade
Hamsavahini Sharade
Hamsavahini Sharade
Amba Bhavani Sharade Jagadamba Bhavani Sharade
Amba Bhavani Sharade Jagadamba Bhavani Sharade
Shankara Pujita Sharade Shunganivasini Sharade
Shankara Pujita Sharade Shunganivasini Sharade
Pustakahaste Sharade Veenapani Sharade
Pustakahaste Sharade Veenapani Sharade
Mayuragamani Sharade Hamsavahini Sharade
Mayuragamani Sharade Hamsavahini Sharade
Bolo Vagdeviki
Jai.
Thank you Ranjana very much. Thank you very much. So today it's already 7:31. We started 3 minutes late because of some technical problem. Next bhajan we will teach in the next class to be on Lord Muruga. Next class I think Manoj sir will also be there. We can teach in the next class. So thank you very much. Sarvetyaha Ram Ram Ram. Any feedback, suggestions, please feel free to mail us at transcriptfromhome@yomalabs.in. The audio recordings are being uploaded in the site, transcriptfromhome.in, online shloka class. Please tell other people also to join for this class. Very shortly, we will have an expanded capacity of this webinar. So more people can join, up to 500 people can join. Let us do some prasaram for this class. If you find this useful, let us tell it to our friends and relatives and ask them to join for this. Thank you very much for all those who joined. Happy Narasimha Jayanti. May Lord Narasimha bless all of you. Thank you very much.
Ram Ram Ram.
Ram Ram Ram.
Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu.